from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is Gresh and Fourier.
Swinging a fly ball to shallow right center field. It's Páez to make the catch and complete the sweep for the Dodgers. 9-6 the final score, and the Dodgers become just the second team all season to sweep the Red Sox.
It's that time.
Gresh and Fourier right now on WEEI.
That wasn't great. That was not great out in L.A., but we may have bigger issues on this radio program even before we get started.
Well, welcome back, big fella.
Hello, friend.
Welcome back. Are you rested?
How are you?
I tell you what.
Oh, I'm ready to. I am ready to cut some promos on the airline and airports.
Oh, I bet. I bet. You know what? Listen, we did use all the audio that you sent us on Monday.
On Monday,
it was big hit. By the way, thank you for sending that in.
Yeah, it was in the moment of Saturday morning, and people just can't. Mind their own business is really what it is. Forced me to have to turn.
Were you able to listen to it? Did you go use the Odyssey app and listen? Because there was mixed reviews as far as whether it was a big deal or not.
Of course, I would figure that it would be all over the place in terms of the reaction. It's probably much more of a me thing. And the one lady that I mentioned, like the lady who like butted in on the conversation on the, wait, what did you say? What's going on? I saw her on the plane.
Coming back.
And we like passed each other in the airport. She's like, I know you. And I just kept walking. And I heard the guy with her go, well, he doesn't remember you.
So what type of vacation guy are you upon reentry? Are you
full blown?
Are you mad that the vacation is over? You're mad at the world? Are you literally like refreshed and reinvigorated and ready to just go get him?
Yeah, you feel
what
like
type of guy are you?
I think I kind of felt like that until I got to Logan and then had to get out into traffic and drive with people and deal with just
you mean normal life that
no,
isn't
oh,
this
yeah,
beautiful
yeah.
island
no, the,
right?
No, but stop it.
What? Don't tell
no,
me
No, I
stop
mean,
it.
You know, Logan Airport has no humans that work hardly over there anymore in terms of checking you in and things like that. You know, somebody to be able to ask, you know, like a question two over there, considering you have the airlines now that are like, oh, yeah, by the way, go to this computer and you check yourself in and you print your bag tag. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, you bring it over to the one person that is standing there where there's 400 bags being dropped off all at the same time of different various weights and going to different places and stuff like that. And meanwhile, you go to the airport in Bermuda when I was going home. You know what it was? The most stress-free experience ever. I'm not paying $6 for a freaking four-legged wheelie cart that doesn't work. It's right there for you. They have someone that helps you, you know, load your bags. You go through the cheese line and there's a human being there who says, hey, I'll take your passports and check you in. It's like a real experience.
But it is a beautiful tropical island
yeah.
in the middle of it. It's like Fantasy Island.
I
of
flew
course,
on
it's
a,
supposed to be like
I
that.
I flew on a plane full of people home on JetBlue, a banged out flight. Another thing to, you know, get into, the whole people who think they're going to be in boarding group F and still get their carry-on on the plane. Check the damn thing, you idiot. Be that as it may.
Oh, don't get me going on that.
I was on a full flight, and do you know what happened at that full flight, Christian? Every person on it was checked in by a normal, functioning, thinking human being. Not a computer where there's no one to be able to help you or anything like that. See, now you got me wound up.
It was pretty easy. That's why I asked you, are you the type of guy that comes back from a week-long, unbelievable, beautiful vacation? I saw the picture.
It was insane.
It was insane. I was so jealous. Like, I was like, I got to go, okay? So,
but you returned home.
You're agitated. Why are you so agitated?
Well, I tweeted a photo right away of the traffic you sit in, and I'm not going through the Sumner or anything like that. I'm going the other way.
Let me ask you this very important question.
I was driving an electric car around an island where my kid and I were jammed into it like sardines or whatever. 35 miles an hour or 35 kilometers per hour, whatever that works out to be. You can, like, get around. People honk the horns there all the time, but it's not like the way we do it here.
Okay, so did most of the people get your last name right? Did anybody mess up your last name?
No.
Was there any mispronunciation? None of that stuff,
the,
right?
The door guy at the resort went with Mr. Andrew for a week.
Oh, there you go. All right, so you had a different...
Rich and Fourier.
Yeah, there was none of that. And even that was okay. It was an easier ride to Worcester that day than it was to get out of the freaking airport. How about this? On the Friday before we left, we were staying at the Hilton right there. My wife missed that exit to take you right to the hotel. She got into a loop of traffic that took her an hour and 8 minutes to figure out how to get looped back around. It's a disaster.
There's nothing worse than that.
And when people are like, oh, one of the tunnels are closed. No, it's like a disaster. I rail on this. You know, they didn't have Bermuda clogging stuff up? Stupid rideshare idiots with their little Uber blinker thing
in
the front.
Such a Uber
hater. To drop people off and sit there and wait with some smelly, you know, person you have no idea about.
At least when
I get in the cab, I know what I'm getting. Like, I know what to expect. Instead, there's, for A and E, here's the rideshare lane, which, if you're just smart enough, has a bunch of people zipping through it anyway. No, but Bermuda was amazing. I'm tanner than I've ever been.
Yeah.
Peeling like crazy,
kissed
though.
By the sun. Look at you.
Yeah, yeah. Kissed
you
by the sun.
Look younger already.
Yeah, it'll be gone after. It'll be gone after a while. But no, it was fantastic, and nothing happened while I was gone.
I mean, you go right into it. It was so funny because before you left, since you've been gone, Donald Trump they tried to kill Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
So at the beginning, when the first day you left, there was a near assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And then at the end, by the time we came back, Joe Biden had jumped out of the race for the Democratic nominee to be the president of the United States.
Unbelievable.
All that stuff. In a week's time, assassination attempt and Joe Biden. Like, think of all that stuff you missed.
That's pretty amazing. And we were in a restaurant at the resort. Saturday we got down there a little late. A tiny plane issue delayed us for a little bit. Wasn't a massive deal. And we're in this resort, and it's a restaurant full of people. And all of a sudden, we got a call from my father-in-law's assistant. And we're thinking, oh, Jesus, what went wrong? They're going to want to fly home. This could be a mess. I start thinking right away, how am I going to have to fix this? And instead, she tells us what's going on. And then about 5 minutes later, over in the bar area, there were two TVs. And you could tell the Americans that were at the resort because they were kind of buzzing a little bit. But, you know, the people from Bermuda, like the guy serving us, was just like, hey, want another pina colada?
You know,
they were like, they don't care.
They
didn't give a damn at all. But when the news started to come down, I know they flipped on the television coverage of it where we were. It didn't turn into, like, massive buzzworthy. Like, people were like, wow, can you believe it? Can you believe it? And then we were all over and watching it. And then, of course, you know, yesterday, what was it? Biden's like,
yesterday afternoon.
I'm out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think I've had enough.
There's so much. I mean, God, there's so much there. You know, the first thing I thought of was all the people for the last year who've been like, there's nothing to see here. It's okay. You know.
I was thinking the same thing. Oh, just my lie God. After lie. Oh, no, he's great. His doctor, oh, he's great.
We're lied.
Like, are you watching the same thing I'm watching?
We're literally lied to by both sides on a nearly constant basis. And the people that are such diehards that... my life is politics, and good Lord, I'm going to convince you you're wrong, and blah, 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 and stuff like they're all full of crap.
We've been lied to by everybody.
You know what it is now? We're just hip to it. Like, you know what it is? Beforehand, you would have to save newspaper clippings to be like, oh, checkmate, this was in the paper 3 months ago. Now you just go online to find out all of the hypocrisy, bullcrap, and lying that's gone on.
It is crazy when you watch this. It's like one guy tries to outdo the other one, and I think they just all believe that we're just stupid, dumb, ignorant, willfully follow, which I think some people will. You know, it's just like sports teams.
There's no question. There are some people who think that the Patriots will have a pick outside the top five this coming draft.
It is amazing when you go regionally with some of these sports teams, and you see just. And I don't know if I would call, they're not willfully ignorant, right? Or are they? Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know about willfully ignorant. You're right.
Because they know, they're willfully delusional. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Patriots, like with their record, I would even go the Red Sox with the crappy weekend that they had.
Well, I know Fitzy was leaning on you last week to get a 10 wins or something. He's in a completely delusional category.
But and he's kind of like what I'm talking about when it comes to politics, and the same as like a super fan Fitzy. Like he is going to see the brighter side of every scenario, everything. No matter what. I tell you, here's your doomsday scenario, and his doomsday scenario for Fitzy would be like 8 wins. Like it's like, no, that's, you're missing the point. I said doomsday.
That's
doomsday.
It would be unbelievable if they won eight
wins.
We'd be looking at it going, wait a minute, how the hell did that happen?
The closer I get to the season, because right now it's like, now everything's back in order.
Yeah.
Like camps are open. Vets are showing up. We'll be there. We'll be down at Gillette
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yep.
Okay. So we'll be at boots on the ground reporting. Andy Hart will be there. We'll have lots of interviews. It's going to be great. I can't wait. You know, it's like it's open to the public. Everybody's happy. It's a new world. It's a new regime, right?
Oh,
what'd you call it earlier?
It's the new age Patriots. It's a new day down there.
Yeah, it's a new day.
No. The kindler, gentler Patriots. Gentler. That's what it is.
Kindler, right. Gentler Patriots. So I can't wait for them to prove it.
And it'll be really interesting from our end to see on the kindler, gentler Patriots if the people who all of a sudden started to get a real full head down there of themselves, do they now balance out a little bit and become human beings? Or,
I see you working out this way.
No, they're still going to be the way they were because they've been in power and they don't want to give it up.
I don't think so. I think even when we were down there in camp, even the people like that work for the Patriots, the PR guys, all those guys, Stacey James is the right. World, even they're like, I heard them like, I think someone's ringtone was like, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Like, and it was like one of those.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I'm kidding.
No, but are we going to, God forbid the camera gets turned towards the field for 30 seconds. Are we going to have somebody coming up like with the Sandinista with armed guards behind them?
Yeah.
Get rid of that video, son.
Next thing you know, we're going to see all the Secret Service people. They're going to be working for
diving on top of. They'll be diving on top of Terp.
Oh my God! I know,
putting out a piece of video or something like that. Well, we also have another developing situation here on the show.
Oh yeah.
So about Billy? What was it? 9:40 or something like that.
That's a safe assumption.
Yeah. Christian was here early. Put together the show, did a little podcast thing with a friend of the show, Karen Garigan. Great, great writer. We love Karen. Fourier walks into the big area that we have back there called the jock lounge or bullpen or just area where we all wallow around. And Fourier said, and I quote, "Oh, I think my kidney stone might be back." That is not good. Yeah. So are we? So are you in debilitating back pain right now?
I don't know. I was. It is. It's not nearly as bad as it was.
Okay.
But I have like I have all these other issues that I think are all associated with. So if there's a urologist that is listening to the show, please call in.
So wait,
and give me so I don't have to go to the emergency room again because I'm headed there as soon as this show is over. I'm going.
If you're in that bad of pain, don't sit here through it.
I don't know. It's pain and it's more just it's like irritating because I go to the bathroom every 2 seconds. I have the urge to go to the bathroom. Like, all day. Like, since I got in the car, I had to make two stops to go to the bathroom. It's like I have a UTI, but I'm a dude, so I shouldn't.
This is concerning.
I go to the bathroom, and, like, nothing comes out. Like, and nothing. Like, I have the urge to pee. This is great morning sports talk radio, by the way. I have the urge to go to the bathroom, but when I physically try to go, nothing comes out. I'm sitting there like, come on, wake up.
So
get out of there.
So you might need the old... how do I say this? You might need the old, we're going to check for some wind direction.
I know. Believe me, I just don't even. I made the mistake of Googling this, and I'm either pregnant, have a UTI, or I have some sort of blockage. I'm going to go with pregnant. I'd rather be pregnant.
You'd rather be pregnant than have a prostate issue?
Yes, I'd rather be pregnant.
That's an interesting choice to make.
And a large prostate.
I'd rather carry a watermelon.
Thumping the testicles before you can feel my pain because that's the pain I have waking up every day.
Should we have somebody with a camera follow you to the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, we might.
Can you perform if somebody's outside the stall with a video camera?
Here's all we need, Billy. I don't know if we might need video, but every iPhone has that record feature on there. What's that thing? Voice memos. When you go into the bathroom,
okay. You
should just turn on the voice memo so that way if it does happen and you let an unbelievable squeal and scream out, then we would at least have the audio of it. I don't know if I need to see the video of you doing a full body dry heave upon
that thing just hitting the bowl.
Just outside the stall.
Yeah, let's get a shot of his
from
feet
behind
standing,
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the audio would be amazing. You know, you can record it on your own.
If I happened to pass a kidney stone like live or record it, that would be one of the greater accomplishments of my life. I can't wait.
Wow.
To be inducted into some sort of Hall of Fame that recognizes achievements like
that. He's in the hospital, sir. He has a calcified rock lodged in his penis.
There you go. The Slater on Twitter to at the real Gresh, get this guy to an effing doctor ASAP. Oh, now we're gonna get more of these.
I don't need any doctors. I believe between myself.
Well, you did just ask for a urologist.
WebMD.
A urologist, not like a home remedy person. I want a real urologist, a real doctor.
I'm not a doctor. How do you know that Bob in Londonderry isn't a certified urologist? Bob, are you a board-certified urologist?
No, actually, my prior career was, believe it or not, I was a feline cat surgeon, but I know a lot about urology, what he's talking about.
This is great.
And given what he's been telling us, he needs to really, don't try to tough it out. He should really go get it checked immediately, because this could go from much bad to what little pain he has could go really much worse. And given the story he was telling us before, how this happened a few weeks ago, he'd be much better just to go and get it treated.
You're a great listener, Bob. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
All right,
that's very nice. Well, look at that. Well, people are worried about you.
I'm worried about me.
Well,
you know what? But I'm going to give it the old college try.
Here we go.
Yep. Toughen it out and just see what happens.
When it comes to the medical advice, if it's the wrong way, it's the faux way.
I will tell you this, though. I went to an old trick back in my playing days.
Here we go.
When I had to get drug tested. Remember when I told you I had to get drug tested?
Yes,
and the only way I could go to the bathroom is if I sat down and did
number two.
It's the only way it works. It's crazy.
So whenever you get the
urge, right now.
So you know what? We might just have to get the world's largest microphone cable so that we can just plop it right in there with you so that if you have to go sit to be able to pass this thing, you could still at least do the show.
Man, I wonder if Ortho Laser can help me out. Maybe from you can bring that little laser in here.
From the can. There you go. The 802, same thing happened to me. Stiff back came along with the kidney stone.
I've already had a kidney stone.
Right. But you don't know if you've completely passed it or not. That
I'm feeling like it was hibernating.
Oh, boy. I will tell you. And Worcester66 on Twitter, Lisa out there, and she said, Gresh goes to Bermuda for a week, still not as dark as Fourier is every day. Well, but you have
I was out in the sun.
No, you were. That's the thing. Is
you get red. I get tan.
Yeah, that's. You also have a half a head start on me and looking darker, too.
Not a half.
Well, a quarter, at least, right?
Yeah.
All right. How about a third? Can we land on a third?
Whatever makes you feel happy.
And you tan very easily, which is just, going along with it.
I put 70 SPF on. 70.
Yeah. My man Nelson's the same way. He's same to me. It's the same all the time. Every
people
time
think
I
dark
see him.
People can't get burnt.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
They think like, oh, you have dark skin. Your pigment's so dark. Of course, I'm not like Scots. From Scotland. It's not like
no,
that.
No. You're not like a red-haired Irishman who's going to melt under the sun or anything like that.
No, but I do still burn.
It is kind of funny that Lisa would pick up on that. And I think I'm pretty honest to God. Like the first day I got there, I forgot suntan lotion, went out and golfed, and I looked like a lobster. So now everything is just kind of settling in now, and we'll be outside for half weeks for the next couple of weeks
with some shade.
I'm sure there'll be a tent missing.
And the great thing about that, about being on the road, is that the urgent care down at Bring the Woman's
you're right
around
near
the
there.
I can just walk there.
I love this. So we got E from Brockton in the Twitch chat. My black ass gets burned all the time.
Yeah.
Radio Chick 81, hey, I'm a red-haired Irish person. I don't melt, LOL. But you also don't stand in the sun for 10 minutes at a time either. And Radio Chick knows that. So
great. People are scared you now.
Oh, yeah.
Christian, make sure you get that taken care of with the urologist. I went through that, and it turned out to be a bad result. It wasn't cancer, thank God, but definitely get that taken care of. Don't take any chances.
Stop eating protein bars.
I don't eat protein bars.
No. No, if anything, you'll have some fish to heat up later on.
Man, now I'm freaking out. So preoccupied right now.
That's okay.
It's a problem.
Listen, I have all different kinds of ways to just pull you right into this show. Like the Red Sox got swept by the Dodgers. Great news, I think, for John Henry. We'll get to that. I can't believe I live in a world that Sam Hauser gets $45 million. I can't. And then, of course, we have all the Patriots as well. But first, Billy Lanny, ready to tread.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.